There's a unique group of musicians who are currently on their first national tour with stops in the Midwest, including a free concert here in Cincinnati at the Aronoff Center on Wednesday, May 21st. Celtic Air is a Celtic and folk ensemble with the United States Air Force Band Singing Sergeants. Of the five musicians in the band, three are on the phone with me today. Welcome to WVXU, and please introduce yourselves to our listeners.
All right, my name is Tech Sergeant Julia Brundage. I am the non-commissioned officer in charge of Celtic Air.
I'm Senior Master Sergeant Dennis Hoffman. I play percussion and accordion with Celtic Air.
I'm Master Sergeant Emily Wellington, and I play violin and sing in Celtic Air.
And you're all sergeants who have been with the Air Force for how long?
I've been with the Air Force for 9 years.
I've been in a little over 13 now.
And just over 8 for me.
Talk about the history of Celtic Air and where you've been performing.
I originally started the group in 2007. Part of what we do within the Singing Sergeants of the Air Force Band is go into the homes of high-ranking generals' houses and kind of perform for after-dinner entertainment for very important foreign attachés and diplomats from other countries. And they wanted to have a lot of diversity, so I started this group just to have a little, you know, spice in the home, and it just kind of took off from there. So we've performed all over. We've performed at the White House. We've performed nationally. We've even had the opportunity to deploy in 2009, 2010, and we went to Qatar, Kyrgyzstan, Iraq, and Kuwait.
And how important is music to those who serve in the military?
Well, music's been an important part of the military since the Revolutionary War, and we're proud to do what we love, which is perform for the communities surrounding Washington, D.C. We perform for troops overseas, and we perform for other nations as goodwill offerings, and music communicates to those other countries like no other form of communication can. And music has been part of what the Air Force has done since its inception in the 40s, and we're proud to continue that tradition with the Singing Sergeants in Celtic Air and the entire Air Force Band here.
And this is your first national tour. What's that going to be like?
Hopefully a lot of fun. We're very, very excited and honored that our Air Force Band has allowed us to go on tour. Usually it's a very large to do with the entire concert band, which is made up of a 50-piece group, and singing sergeants, which is 16 to 20, plus sound technicians and such. So this is a very, very special experience for us.
And who are the other two members of the band?
The other members are Master Sergeant Joseph Houghton. He plays various guitars and other stringed instruments, and our Master Sergeant Eric Sullivan, who plays bass and sings as well.
And I read on the website that there's also a bagpiper who plays with you sometimes.
Yes, he's actually somewhat new to our squadron. His mission is mostly with the ceremonial brass. So they go out into the Arlington Cemetery and play for funerals and honors funerals there. And we are very, very lucky that he's available to come on the road with us. So we're going to feature him in our show every night.
So he will be at the Aronoff here in Cincinnati with you.
Absolutely.
And why Celtic music? How did you choose that form of music?
Well, truthfully, I had a Celtic band in college, and I just loved it so much. I love the music. It's just really raw music, and you can't help but tap your toes when you listen to it. And my passion for it just came here with me when I came to the Air Force.
And tell us about the music you'll be performing at the Aronoff Center on Wednesday, May 21st.
It'll be a very nice mix of traditional Irish music, some Celtic music, which is a little more fusion, and possibly even a couple of cover songs that we've kind of put our own arrangements to, along with some patriotic music and definitely a finale of our armed services songs at the end to honor all of our veterans and those who have served in the military.
I thought it was great that you're offering this as a free concert so lots of folks could attend.
Yeah, all the concerts presented by your military bands are always free and open to the public.
Do you reach out to any of the veterans who, while you're in different venues?
Well, yeah, we typically reach out to organizations that try to get veterans to our concerts. We perform around the D.C. area in several veterans' homes. We're always aware of veterans groups who come to see us perform. We have a program where we honor World War II vets who come to D.C. for tours. We call it honor flights. They'll come into the airport there, and we'll be there to greet them. We'll bring them to the Air Force Band home here at Hangar 2 on Bowling Air Force Base and perform for them. And we're very conscious of honoring them and recognizing their contributions and sacrifices.
Well, thanks so much for your service to the country and the Celtic music that you're sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
I've been speaking with three members of the band Celtic Air, who are part of the United States Air Force Band. Technical Sergeant Julia Brundage, Senior Master Sergeant Dennis Hoffman, and Master Sergeant Emily Wellington. Tickets are free to this concert of Celtic Air through the Aronoff Center ticket office or online. Again, the Celtic Air concert will be Wednesday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. in the Aronoff Center in downtown Cincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
And when will you return again? And when will we get married? And when will you return again? And when will we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married.
Oh, well.
With me to ride for a little day, there for a little day.